Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, and of course you can join us here. We've been discussing a lot about jury nullification. There's more to say. A man has been arrested and charged with felonies, not in New Hampshire, by the way. This is happening in Colorado. In New Hampshire, we've actually got jury outreach that is very similar to what this man was doing in Denver, and here it is happening in an unmolested manner. There are people in New Hampshire, Free State Project participants and New Hampshire natives alike, who are going out and sharing this same information that this man was arrested for in Denver about your right as a juror to vote your conscience.
I hear there's some things that you can smoke right in Denver that here in New Hampshire you go to jail for.
That's true.
Yeah, different jurisdictions have different rules.
I don't get that. People are always about Colorado, and you know, because they you can smoke pot there. So they're all excited, and they think it's this bastion of liberty now.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like the one thing they have. Everything else,
you can go smoke pot in Alaska now. Yeah. You can smoke pot in Oregon now. You can smoke pot in California. I mean, look, it's not hard to get a medical license in California.
Okay, so I'm just saying, I don't understand how this thing's sold as a bastion of
freedom. But no, you're right. There are certain people in the liberty movement who are all about Colorado. And from what I understand, there are a lot of gun restrictions in Colorado. In fact, there's also the Mercatus Center, which certainly, if you're going to choose between Colorado and, let's say, California, the choice is pretty easy, right? One of them is...
If you're basing it on liberty, I mean, if you're basing it on a job or a love interest, which is the main reason why most people move.
Yeah.
The Mercatus Center has the freedom of the 50 states, and Colorado is ranked at number 19. So it's mid-pack. I mean, it's in the top half of states. It's not as bad as California, which is number 49. So, you know, given the choice, if you're going to go smoke some pot somewhere, Colorado is probably one of the better places to go and do that. In fact,
what are the top five these days?
Top five? New Hampshire is at number four. You got North Dakota at number one, South Dakota at number two, and Tennessee at number three, interestingly.
Tennessee has a very high corruption rating, but not on this this particular.
Oklahoma at number five. Now, New Hampshire, hopefully we'll see it climbing up the charts here as more liberty-loving people make the move here. In fact, hasn't it been as high as number one or two on this list?
No, it's been number one twice and likely to be a third time, as I understand it. I have been checking with one of the authors.
Cycling up. It's probably because there was some more exciting news, you know, around the country with the pot laws and, it's coming up, but I would imagine that New Hampshire is going to pull ahead. I can't imagine it.
One of the authors happened to know what his sort of take on it is, and he believes that New Hampshire has improved. Now, he doesn't get to do all the ratings.
Right. The other states could also have improved as well.
No, he rates all the states. He doesn't rate everything in every state, if that makes sense. He rates the same things in all the states.
I'd prefer not to speculate on what the next version of this is.
I'm not speculating. I'm repeating.
I'm sorry, but I was having fun.
Yeah. We'll find out. And when it does come out, we will certainly let you know as to what the latest freedom rankings are. But, yeah, there's definitely an issue with people promoting Colorado as some sort of liberty bastion. And I'm sorry, I just don't see it. I don't see it at all.
I don't get it either.
You can't even smoke the pot outside.
Come on.
You can't even smoke. I mean, yeah, you can smoke pot, but you can't.
People are smoking it outside there.
Are they? I've heard there are a lot of arrests for that.
Well, there were parties where it was going on, and they let things go. I'm not suggesting
parties on private property are probably a little different from being walking down the street smoking a joint.
Certainly don't know all the specifics.
I've heard that the police have drastically increased the number of outdoor smoking arrests because of this.
I wonder if there's fines involved. They probably are. I don't have any idea.
I suspect there are. In fact, that's why they're cracking down on this, because it's another way for them to make some revenue.
You can't drink alcohol in New Hampshire either. So
in most places, they have open container restrictions, I'm pretty sure. Savannah was one of the exceptions to that rule,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, rare. That was one of the only places I've ever lived that you could walk around with a beer, but that's because they...
How many times did you exercise that, right?
All the time in college. You know, we used to drive down there for a rugby tournament, and they had this huge rugby thing where on St. Paddy's Day, the place goes nuts. So it was a lot of fun. You could drink their open container because they made so much money on tourism and drinking.
I think it's great.
Drinking town.
I mean, so what? People are going to be drunk on the streets anyway. Why shouldn't they be able to have a beer in their hand?
Yeah, basically what they finally decided was, like, if you pour it in a cup and we don't see it in a bottle, it's fine. You know?
Oh, so
and
there wasn't no bottles rule?
They after a while, I think they did, because people were breaking the glass everywhere.
Yeah, that's no good. You can't have that.
I can see that one.
So they put it in cups and...
We can't have a voluntarist society because glass might be broken on sidewalks. There you go.
You can have private property, Mark, where people have rules about what is allowed and what is not.
They did get a little mad about the public urination. We had some experiences
with that.
That
happens anyway, though.
But,
if people are drinking at a bar home...
All right, so it's like a Mardi Gras situation where you're jam-packed on what's called River Street.
How many times a year? Every weekend?
No. Just St. Paddy's Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
So it was like the big deal. And so they would have this huge thing where they close it off and, 100,000 people come into this little town. And it was like Mardi Gras where, you know, it was shoulder to shoulder. You waited 2 hours to get a beer. Mm-hmm. There was nowhere to pee. You know, and
it
was fun when you're a college kid, but not so fun later
So it doesn't sound like a family event or anything like
that. No, not then. But they made so much money, though. And then later on, you know, if you come any other weekend of the year, it's fine for families. But that one's a little nutty. But they've calmed it down a lot, unfortunately. I liked the Wild West.
You know, the Wild West.
That kind of drinking
Savannah?
Environment. Yeah, I mean, I remember...
Isn't that on the East Coast?
I meant the Wild West, as in you could do whatever the heck you wanted.
Okay.
As in, I remember us sitting there, and it was such a strange sensation to be drinking beers and talking to police officers. And we'd
on the
offer them, yeah, we'd offer them our beers. They're like, you want a sip? You want a sip?
They have to say no.
And they were like, no, and they'd smile. But it was so odd to everywhere else you'd get arrested for something
like
that.
And the world did not end.
No, it was crazy.
And there were still drunks in the streets either way. It's not like people aren't getting drunk and stumbling around in your hometown, even though there is some sort of open container ordinance. It's just a way to pick on people who don't know their rights. It's a way to target young people specifically because they're more likely to not know their rights and more likely to have an open container of something.
Yeah.
You take advantage of them and extract money from them. That's what it's really about.
A lot of that. But, also when you're young and dumb, you sometimes get completely out of control of people. You know, so I guess a private security force could have handled it just fine. They can handle the drunks, but
yeah, they're good with them. Actually,
the city
private security is really good generally with people that are inebriated. They're trained for that. They know how to handle it. They know to separate people and to just end the conflict rather than bring the police in a lot of cases.
What blows me away is how much the city pays for that. They have to pay for all the cops to work overtime.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine what it costs to throw something like that.
That was one of the biggest bills that the city had to pay here, or specifically the school here in Keene, New Hampshire, when Pumpkin Fest happened, because they bring in cops everywhere for that. Mike is with us listening in Clackamas, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, the Taryn and Mark.
Hey, folks.
Hey, Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You guys were just talking about the open container laws, and I remember when I was living back in New Hampshire, my buddy Pete and I, we used to go up to Waterville Valley, New Hampshire, to watch the fireworks. And there is no open container law up there at all. You can walk around the town square.
Wow.
Here.
Isn't this way in your town, Mark? There's no open container ordinance?
I don't know. I have no clue.
That's good to know. Okay. I didn't think there was.
Yes.
So, I don't know why anybody would walking around my town with an open container.
Did you say, though, that there was like some sort of town barbecue you went to and it was actually on town property and they had alcohol there?
Oh, maybe it was, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, Mike. Go ahead. It's probably not uncommon in New Hampshire towns.
No worries. So we would go up to Waterville Valley, and it's like at the town square area there, and there's like a lot of shops and touristy attractions, and we'd walk into a, kind of a fancy convenience store and buy a 32-ounce Sam Adams, we'd crack it open and just watch the fireworks. And we'd be walking right in front of the cops. They don't care. So the message to all the cops and all the politicians, if you want to stop all these problems from happening, let up on all these ridiculous laws that restrict just normal activity,
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's what happened with a lot of the people during the Pumpkin Fest riots in 2014 here. A lot of those college students were just peeved because the cops were coming around breaking up their fun. They would come and, like, raid parties and throw everybody out into the streets, so they got angry out in the streets and then just started to destroy property. Mike, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Your comments on everything from open container to jury nullification, we've been there. Tonight, you can, of course, bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. And with you in the studio, joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Therapy Lupo.
And also, King Mark.
Also, Express Coin is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can likely serve you. Sorry, New Yorkers. ExpressCoin.com. You can go there and check them out. They are super easy to use. I have used them to both purchase and to sell Bitcoin. They do them both ways. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL. Like Free Talk Live, get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee. So don't forget coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
So ExpressCoin doesn't require you, is my understanding, doesn't require you to have, you know, fill out a bunch of paperwork unless you're up doing business up over some large sum.
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
It's my understanding.
It's been too long since I've used them to buy.
To buy, yeah. And I just wonder if you're sending in a check or a money order, if you're sending in a money order, for instance, how they would know what you where you live.
So the postmark on the envelope.
Yeah, there could be a postmark on the envelope. I don't know if that is...
proof.
Not proof, really, of much of anything. I mean, you could live in a border town of some place that...
If what you're saying is it possible for someone in New York to somehow do business with Express Coin through a little bit of possible maybe labeling an envelope in a certain way? Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to advocate that, though.
I'm not advocating for it. I'm just wondering, because Bitcoin isn't tied to a geographic area.
That's true.
When you send a Bitcoin wallet, it doesn't say that your wallet's in Korea.
Nothing would prohibit you from having a friend outside of the area send something away to Express Coin on your behalf and then transferring the Bitcoin to you afterwards. That's certainly possible.
That's true, too. Yeah.
All right. So, ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we continue here, let's talk more about jury nullification. Here's the Denver Post weighing in on a man who was arrested, 56 years old. And by the way, thank you, I guess, to the courts in Denver for doing this, ultimately, because it is going to get this man more publicity for jury nullification than he otherwise would have received had he just simply stood in front of the courthouse on that day. Because they've arrested him now and charged him with 7 felonies for talking with jurors about their rights as a juror, he's being charged with jury tampering.
And what he was doing shouldn't be any more illegal than a civics class. In a civics class, they tell you how juries work to some extent, and all he was doing was handing out historical information about juries.
And that's kind of the way FIJA, they pretty much promote that you don't
actually inform juries.
Yeah, sorry. They usually tell people if you're going to do this sort of outreach, not to interfere with anyone, just hand it out and say, would you like some information? And that's all you say.
That may have been all he was doing. But either way, they went after him because they found these jurors with his flyer in the courthouse. And I've heard of shenanigans by court personnel that include confiscating jury nullification information. And, of course, making it look like this is contraband and that this is, you know, information that they should not be seeing. Because, well, the man in the robe is saying that this is bad stuff, so you shouldn't see this. Of course, if that were me, I'd make me want to know even more what was in there. But this is definitely going to, I think, backfire for the courts because now you got the Denver Post, which is a fairly mainstream, you know, media publication there that is weighing in here. Here's their editorial board in an article entitled or an editorial entitled "Jury Nullification is Not a Crime, Denver." It's astonishing that Denver police would arrest someone for handing out political literature outside a courthouse. It's even more astonishing that prosecutors would charge that person with 7 felony counts of jury tampering. Yet this is what happened last month to 2 activists. I didn't know it was 2 of them. Who are handing out pamphlets on jury nullification on the pedestrian plaza outside the Lindsay Flanagan Courthouse in Denver. Now, fortunately, civil rights attorney David Lane has filed a lawsuit in federal court on behalf of other jury nullification activists. They want an injunction to stop the city from violating their First Amendment rights should they, too, wish to pass out literature. Good for him. I'm glad to hear there's already been a case filed in this. They deserve to get one, and that is the injunction. Jury nullification is understandably controversial and is especially resented by courts and prosecutors.
Yep, because lawyers believe that they know everything there is to know about the law, and you know nothing. And they certainly don't want to give up any kind of monopoly they have.
It is the notion that jurors can ignore the law and follow their conscience when they believe the law would dictate a miscarriage of justice. but it is hardly a new concept. In one of the most celebrated colonial trials, for example, a jury acquitted newspaper editor Peter Zenger of libeling the royal governor, even though Zenger was technically guilty under the law. And the judge basically told the jurors to find him guilty. But they found him not guilty because they have the right to ignore the law and judge based on their conscience. And that's all that this man, age 56, was telling people outside of the courthouse. In one of the, let's see, 19th century, northern juries refused to convict abolitionists for harboring runaway slaves.
Yep.
In the 20th century, juries often balked at enforcing prohibition, and later, on occasion, at what they considered overly harsh drug laws or laws governing sexual behavior.
Now, I think it's worth pointing out here that when they mention the fugitive slave situation in the North, what they chose not to mention here is that in the South there were times when juries wouldn't convict a white person of killing a black person.
Have you read this article? Because that's the next sentence.
Okay.
Jury nullification.
I just like to be fair. Yeah. Like, jury nullification's history isn't all peaches and cream.
Yeah, I mean, it's controversial. Jury nullification had a darker strain, too, as Southern juries would sometimes refuse to convict white defendants guilty of racial violence.
Great. Excellent. I feel that's fair. Good job, editorial board at the Denver.
No, this is a well-written piece here by the Denver Post editorial
board. Denver whatever. Yeah, gotcha.
The point is, jury nullification is not some crank theory concocted out of the blue. And there are plenty of those about courthouses. A First Amendment scholar, Eugene Volca, has written, quote, "It's clear that it's not a crime for jurors to refuse to convict, even when the jury instructions seem to call for a guilty verdict," unquote. Those who believe the public need to know about this possibility should have every right to publicize their views, even outside of a courthouse, maybe especially outside of a courthouse. If not there, near the precincts of American justice, where protests and leafleting of all sorts are an honorable tradition, then where? Where is it appropriate?
Yeah, where would it be appropriate?
Should we be afraid of handing out jury nullification information at Subway? Here in downtown Keene, there's a Subway that's just a short jaunt from the courthouse. It's not uncommon for people to get out of trial and then go out for some lunch or whatever and then come back to trial later.
Subway's a private place.
There's hundreds of years of precedent set on you go protest in front of the courthouse.
Right.
I mean, come on.
But what they were saying, though, Mark, in this case, is that this man is guilty of jury tampering because the jury members had his flyer. And so had he been not even standing in front of the courthouse and instead had been standing in front of the Subway near the courthouse and handing flyers to everyone walking by, had he accidentally handed one unknowingly to a juror, then would they also have been able to charge him?
It's a ridiculous charge.
Yeah, it is. Let's see here. The district attorney's office says the two arrested men were targeting actual jury pool members. Yet even if that's true, so what? Asks the editorial board. If they were not advocating a specific course of action in a specific trial, how could they be guilty of trying to influence a juror's vote? Which is how Colorado's law defines tampering. Maybe you can explain. 855-450-FREE. Free
Talk
Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. Maybe you can explain why jury nullification is tantamount to jury tampering. I really would love to hear that, because not even the federal court district judge agrees with that. We'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening with apparently what was two men. This story here over at Denver Post, and I would figure that the Denver Post is likely to get this right. I mean, the Raw story was telling us about one guy who is in his 50s. Apparently two people were arrested, according to this, for handing out jury nullification information in front of a courthouse there in Denver. It's just absolutely outrageous, and the Denver Post is spot on in their editorial excoriating the court system for doing this, and the prosecutors. Pro-XPN is what you need if you care about privacy and you're online in any way, shape, or form, whether it's your smartphone, whether it's your laptop, your desktop computer, your tablet. Whether you've got Android, iOS, Mac, Windows, Linux, you can get ProXPN working for you. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, and they do it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code, FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50, like 50% off. You can break the price down to less than a good cup of coffee. For protection, online, proxpn.com. Go there now, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Just a little bit more here from the Denver Post about the men who were arrested in Colorado, facing felony charges for handing out jury nullification information. They point out here in the last couple paragraphs of their article that The district attorney's office says the two arrested men were targeting actual jury pool members. But even if that were true, so what? If they were not advocating a specific course of action in a specific trial, how could they be guilty of trying to influence a juror's vote, as Colorado's law defines tampering? Their jury nullification literature, as it happens, merely offered general statements, such as, quote, jury nullification is your right to refuse to enforce bad laws and bad prosecutions, unquote. That does not say that, sir, the case you're sitting on is a bad law. You need to acquit this man. Again, that would be jury tampering.
Again, this is no more jury tampering than civics class where they tell you about juries. Yes. This is juror education. And that's
which
fine.
The court does too, by the way. They usually make you watch some stupid video about being a jury or juror when you go in there. So they're propagandizing too.
Well, the court is going to claim that they have a monopoly over that, yes. And that's not a problem. But what they need to do is they need to be consistent. If they're going to go after one group of people that educates jurors, they need to go after every group that is not the court that educates jurors. Now, you may
say
that the government schools is the same as the government court because they're both the same organization. Well, that's fine. I had civics in a private school. So are you going to arrest the private school social studies teachers? Because that's what you need to do next. If you're going to enforce this bullcrap arrest.
4 years ago, prosecutors in New York City charged a retired chemistry professor. This is Julian Heichlin that you were talking about earlier.
Was he making...
Terrence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was making math. Go ahead.
No, he was passing out information with jury tampering after he stood outside a federal courthouse handing out information on jury nullification. But Judge Kimba M. Wood of Federal District Court wouldn't buy it. She ruled that prosecutors needed to show that the protester meant to influence jurors in a specific case and dismissed all charges. So I expect that if there's any semblance of justice left, and there may not be, but if there
sorry
is
to hear that, buddy.
Any semblance of it, this charge should be dropped before it even gets to trial. This is likely the tactic that they've used on Julian Heichlin a zillion times, which is arrest the protester, charge him with some BS, later on, drop the charges, and then call it a day.
Yep.
You've gotten the protester out of your hair. That's what they really want. They want to stop the man from giving out information to those poor,
today.
Vulnerable jurors right there, right then. And that's what the arrest can accomplish. And even with the dozens of arrests, dozens of arrests that Julian Heichlin was subjected to at these various different federal court facilities, I don't think he ever was able to countersue them.
I think he didn't. I feel like, or maybe am I mixing up with James Babb? Didn't James Babb win one of those?
I don't recall.
No, I feel like one of the guys did, yeah.
Well, but if anybody recalls that detail, please call in. Let us know who has actually won this. Because I've never heard of anybody getting any kind of justice for these arrests. Mark Schmitter in Florida was charged with contempt of court. Now, apparently they also charged him with jury tampering, but this summary article I was reading about Schmitter earlier said that he was convicted without a trial. So that says to me that they must have dropped the tampering charge and convicted him with the contempt charge.
The contempt charge, yeah.
Because you can sentence somebody in most places, and I believe Florida is the same way, up to 6 months. A judge can hit you 6 months for contempt. Up to that amount, the judge has no obligation to justify it to anyone besides himself. There's no one overseeing that decision. There's no
incredible power.
Yes, it's huge.
The maximum sentence for a misdemeanor is a year. So 6 months on a contempt charge is basically, it's an incredible power that they have, and no one questions it at all.
No, it's just part and parcel of the Western court system is that judges have the power to hit you with contempt. And that can mean all kinds of things. What's that? You're wearing a hat in court? Contempt. Oh, you've spoken out of turn? Contempt. I mean, there's anything the judge sees you do that he doesn't like that is somehow an interference with the decor in the courtroom? Contempt.
Yeah.
And then it's just up to the judge how many days in jail you get to spend. 180 is a 6-month sentence. So, share your thoughts here on jury nullification. There's actually something I wanted to come back to. I promised I would do this about getting permission. This is one of the things I really disagreed with our caller earlier. I think it was Tom from Maryland who had called in. He was calling. He's a former cop who'd spent a lot of time in courtrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got some interesting stories to tell, and I've enjoyed his input to the show. But I don't agree that you should ask permission to go and do jury nullification outreach, because when you ask permission to do that, it's almost always going to be no.
They're government bureaucrats. Their answer to everything is no.
Or even if you can get them to say yes eventually after weeks likely of being passed around from one bureaucracy to another, oh, it's not my department, you have to call so-and-so. Those, you know, getting the runaround. If you finally accomplish getting some sort of permission to do this, they're going to put you in a free speech zone where they'll arbitrarily define some place over by the dumpster that you get to hang out and do your outreach. Oh, wait, no one walks by that location.
So what?
Well,
you have your ability to pass out the pamphlet.
Yeah.
And now you are violating their rules because they've given you, you know, they've given you orders.
Yeah, they'll give you some sort of agreement that you have to make or something like that. You do not want to go and ask permission to do this. Now, the reason why Tom was saying that was because the risks are involved, right? Like, if you go to do jury nullification outreach and you're alone, that's a very risky, risky environment. Unless you have pre-paved, if you will, sort of put yourself out there with others there, and you've gone out with multiple people, and you've done outreach at the same courthouse for a period of time where you feel like you can handle that by yourself, like that you've established sort of the precedent of doing that there, I think you can do it in that case. But if you're new to a courthouse, if you've never been there before, you've never done outreach of any sort at that courthouse, bring friends with you. Bring video cameras and friends with you. Don't go this alone. If you can get more than two to come out with you, then that's good. The more, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Because that's one of the greatest protections you have against the police harassing you. Those cops don't want to be on YouTube. They don't want to. And if they see people hanging around you with multiple video cameras slung off their arms, they're going to think twice or three times before they even decide to come over and say word one to you.
Right. They're going to be like, you want me to go out and check on them? You go out and check on them. They're going to be arguing amongst themselves who has to be the YouTube villain.
And remember, another reason not to to get permission is because if you ask for permission, you've given away your rights. It's your right to freedom of speech. You have to exercise it to have that right. And in order to exercise rights, you are putting yourself at risk. It's a fact. Free Talk Live. 855-453.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the final moments. We've got time for you. If you dial in right now, 855-453, that's how you can join us here. The us is me, Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Taryn's here, courtesy of his website, TarynLupo.com. Our site, FreeTalkLive.com. Enjoy that. Also, coming up, Keenvention. Taryn, you're going to be hosting one of the panels at Keenvention. It's about new movers.
I'm excited.
To New Hampshire. Mostly as part of the Free State Project, people who have picked up their lives, as you have done, within the last year. That's the qualification, generally, to be on the New Movers panel. You got to be pretty new. And, you know, what is life like as somebody who's fresh? Somebody who's, you know, it's not your first time in New Hampshire. You visited here a number of times.
Yeah, but it's a different story living here.
Sure is.
Learning all the ropes and how y'all got these crazy roundabouts.
Yeah, that's different.
I don't know how those things
work. You know,
the
funny thing is, Taryn, when I went back down to Florida, those roundabouts had popped up everywhere.
They're starting to move south.
There's a lot of them down there now.
They're a good idea. You don't have to sit at a stoplight. Yeah,
really
you've got to get used to sort of merging into a roundabout.
It's confusing as heck where you get in and out.
It doesn't take too long to figure it out. But anyway, come to Keenvention. You can see Taryn's panel and learn from the newbies. You can also watch the old school panel, which Dennis Goddard's going to be hosting, and learn from the people who've been here forever. There's also something like not quite a dozen panels that have already been sort of formed. I haven't announced all of them yet, but they're coming. Those announcements are coming. If you want to find out the latest about who's speaking at Keenvention, it's coming up October 30th through November 1st. You can go to keenvention.info, and you can see all of the announcements that have been made thus far. I got the Cop Block panel is going to be announced next, and the host of that. So if you want to stay tuned, keenvention.info has the blog. It's got the most info on it. There's also our Keenvention Facebook page. Keenvention is your opportunity to come to New Hampshire, specifically to come to Keene and to experience what it's like to be around other people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it. We focus on activism. We bring the people to the front of the room who are the New Hampshire-based liberty activists, the people who are, in my opinion, the most important doers in the world for liberty at the moment. I mean, it's great to have big-name speakers at some of these liberty events, but we don't do that at Keenvention. We keep it focused on the activism, I try to get the names from the activism world, but those aren't the, you know, that's not celebritarian status necessarily. So I think it's the content that's important at Keenvention, not necessarily the big stars. So come on out and join us for an intimate convention where you might learn a thing or two about activism. And, of course, you can also go and watch 2013, 2014. You want to see what it was like on stage there? You can watch the whole thing over at keenvention.info. Tickets are just $60 for the entire weekend. Go find a convention anywhere for less than $100 for a ticket. I don't think you can do it.
No.
All right. Keenvention.info. Let's go to Mark. He's in Orlando, Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? I was listening, or I heard that you had Mark on the cell down there.
I'm sorry. Are you on like a speakerphone or a headset or something like that?
No, I'm on a regular phone.
Okay. All right.
I'm on
go ahead.
Cell phone, but the speaker's off.
All right. What were you calling Mark, about?
About jury nullification.
Yes, what about it?
Well, anyhow, I was the one that was arrested by Judge Belvin Perry, did 103 days in jail.
You're Mark Schmitter.
Yep.
Oh, welcome back on the show, Mark. We were real unclear. I'm glad you called in. Thanks to whoever gave you the heads up. But we were real unclear on exactly how everything shook out with your case. You were charged initially with jury tampering, correct? Did that charge get dropped in favor of just hitting you with contempt? What happened there?
No, I got two charges. One was I was convicted for not being in the free speech zone. That was 151 days in jail. And then the flyer was 146 days in jail.
But those aren't charges. Is that criminal contempt?
Well, he called it criminal contempt because I violated his administrative order. I didn't violate any law or
right.
Ordinance.
Right, so you weren't actually charged with jury tampering. You were charged with criminal contempt.
Well, it was criminal contempt of court, but it's in his administrative order. He wrote it in there as jury tampering, but
right.
I didn't violate the law of jury tampering.
Which is why they didn't charge you with it.
Well, it was in his administrative order.
Yeah. But that's not the same thing. Just because a judge says, oh, well, I'll consider this jury tampering, doesn't mean that it actually is, right? Because if it had been a jury tampering charge, you would have gotten a jury. You would have been able to explain to the jury the rules of jury nullification. You've been able to present the flyer that you were handing out to people, and it would have been an amazing trial. Unfortunately, he short-circuited that by basically saying, well, you disobeyed my administrative order, so that's contempt. And then he put you in jail for over 100 days.
That'd be correct. Yeah.
And you continue to go and hand out. We were told earlier that you're going back to hand out flyers regularly at this courthouse. I got to commend you for your courage. Why do you think they've left you alone?
Oh, no, that isn't quite right. That was at Orange County Courthouse. But for the last 4 years, I've been handing them out every Monday morning up in Sanford, just north of Orlando. At the Seminole County Criminal Justice Center.
Oh, I see. Okay, Seminole County, is that a different county from Orlando?
It's a tiny little county that was cut out of Orange at one point.
So basically, okay, so what I misunderstood was that you're not going back to the same courthouse where you were arrested. You're going to a courthouse where apparently they're more tolerant of you?
Yeah. Actually, it's only Orange County Courthouse is the only courthouse in the country, except from what I heard from Mark Inicelli, that now it's Denver, but that's a new one.
Yeah, that's the guy you're referring to, the guy that Taryn was telling us about earlier, the 56-year-old man who was arrested. Apparently there was a second person arrested as well. We didn't get that person's name for handing out jury nullification information. Regardless, Mark, I mean, the fact that you're going to any courthouse after having been arrested at one for doing this and continuing to hand out this information is a truly courageous act because they could certainly target you anytime, obviously, and thank you for continuing to do that very important outreach. Was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
Well, what it is after spending the time in jail, I was really empowered when I came out. So I still hand out the flyers every morning, and I have a Facebook site on there, Fully Informed Jury Association Florida. But the main thing I'm working on now with what time I have left is the common law grand juries. We're reconstituting those throughout the state.
Well, that's interesting. If that actually pans out, because we've heard people call about this common law jury, and it just sounds more like theorizing than anything else. But if it actually turns into something, I'd love to hear you call in and tell us more about it. Would you do that?
Yeah, and just briefly, what we did is we filed one in federal court, and now what we've done is the common law grand jury, when I say we, I mean they put a lien on Rick Scott's personal house and also Pam Bondi's personal house for $2 billion each.
It sounds like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I have to say that's it's very unusual. Thank you, Mark, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Oh, by the way, how's your appeal going?
Well, the appeal is dead because I had a lawyer working on it, but he dropped out. And I believe the reason he dropped out is somebody called him up and said, if you ever want to win a case here, you better drop it. So he did.
How do you even appeal contempt of court? I didn't even know that was possible.
Well, actually, we did appeal it, and the Fifth District Court of Appeals in December of 12 threw out the free speech zone as unconstitutional. But then they reaffirmed Judge Belvin Perry in his favor and against me, saying that Orange County Courthouse is not an open forum, meaning it's private property, so therefore the administrative judge, Belvin Perry, can do anything he wants because it's
That's
private
insane.
Property.
Wow.
Did you ask them if you had to continue paying property taxes to keep this private thing going?
Well, you know, I didn't ask him that because when he resentenced me and actually told me in open court that, well, Mr. Schmitter, I have to make an example out of you because my judges told me they're losing too many cases because of the flyer you're handing out.
Ridiculous.
You're in charge of jury nullification Florida. How many counties is jury nullification happening in there?
Actually, for all that I know, I'm the only one that's doing it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear about that, Mark.
Yeah, come on up.
Yeah, you got to get to New Hampshire one of these days. We've got now 7 out of 10, I think, 6 or 7 out of 10 counties here doing jury nullification outreach on a regular basis. Thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. Of course, if you're interested in learning more about New Hampshire, you should go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you don't love liberty, then just stay right where you are.
Just ignore that.
Jeff in Elgin, Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, you guys. My dad used to fight speeding tickets. And this is before they would search people when you go into court. So he had actually take a cassette recorder and put it, he'd open up his shirt and put it under his shirt. And it
was okay.
6-volt battery. And it was kind of funny to think about that, you know, we used to do that. I don't think they allow you to tape or video the courts, but, it's hard to.
Well, it depends on where you are. In New Hampshire, we got no problem recording video in courtrooms. It's the courthouses where they've been cracking down over the last several years, every now and then, on people with cameras.
You can sign up to come to New Hampshire at freestateproject.org.
That's true. Thanks, Jeff. We're short on time. You'll have to call tomorrow night if you got more to say. But back tomorrow, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Taryn's site, taryn.lupo.com. He's got videos.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.